When the railroad arrived in El Paso in 1881, it brought an influx of newcomers, including families. The wild frontier town was steeped in vice, and women recognized that it was no place to rear children. So they quickly organized to impose a civilizing influence. In 1891, a small group began the Child Culture Study Circle. Membership grew, and in 1899 it became the El Paso Woman's Club, an affiliate of the national and state federations. This club had clout. It persuaded the school board to establish the first public kindergarten in Texas in 1893. Club women planted grass in San Jacinto Plaza, creating a city park, and they spun off auxiliary groups to tackle civic needs from sanitation to education. But they lacked a permanent home for meetings and performances, art shows, and events. When a charter member bequeathed her property to the club, it was sold to start a building fund. Then came bake sales, bridge parties, and fashion shows. The clubhouse opened in 1916, the first woman's clubhouse built in Texas. It's two stories, designed by architect Otto Thormann in a Georgian neoclassical style. This was a departure from El Paso's early adobe architecture. The base is cut stone, the facade clad in dark brown brick with coins at the corners. Chimneys flank both sides of the building. Arches mark the west entrance portico. On the north and south facades, soaring, multi-paned windows hint at the double-height auditorium inside. They're topped by fan-shaped transoms. The auditorium fills with natural light. Its support columns are square, constructed of cast plaster, topped with wood cornice capitals. Cast plaster rope molding, painted gold, decorates the stage proscenium. Dressing rooms, a kitchenette, and anterooms fill part of the first level. On the second level, more dressing rooms and a projecting choir loft. The El Paso Woman's Club was progressive from the start, even admitting men as associate members. These days, it's advocating for Alzheimer's patients, for children, and for literacy.